campus of Hillsdale College in beautiful Hillsdale, Michigan. This is Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show. Monday, July 26, 2021. Here are three big things you need to know. Three, country's largest wildfire continues to pose challenges for crews in southern Oregon. It's blackened more than 400,000 acres. The Bootleg Fire is now 46% contained. The Dixie Fire in Northern California has burned about 200,000 acres. It's only 21% contained. Two, the death of a man at Pictured Rocks National Lakeshore in Michigan under investigation by the National Park Service. The man fell into Lake Superior from an area near the upper viewing platform at Miner's Castle. Man's name has not yet been released. And number one, a get ready. The nation's top expert on coronavirus confirms the CDC may urge vaccinated people to wear masks again. Dr. Anthony Fauci telling CNN this weekend the nation's going in the wrong direction. If it doesn't change, the infection rate will get worse. That's where we start hour three here of the Steve Gruber Show. Thanks so much for joining us here on this Monday morning as we start the work week. Last week of July, we spin into August, and that means we're getting closer to back to school. Here at Hillsdale College, our students are back. I think the 24th of August classes starts, whatever that Wednesday is. On Saturday, got the letter from school that our soon-to-be third grader and first grader got their school supply list, so we can go buy that, all the stuff they need, and a note from the school that as of right now, the intention, and I believe it will remain, but I guess we'll all see, the intention is to have masks optional at school this year for everyone, for staff and students. Certainly hope that will remain that way. Got about a month to go until that school's back in session, too. And I imagine most of our children's schools are back in session across the state, so we'll watch that carefully. But it's not going to be the case around the country. You know, the teachers' unions, again, are fighting very hard to find a way to not open schools in the fall. Very hard to find a way to keep things remote. Very hard. They're looking to find a way to not have teachers back in the classrooms. We'll see if AFT and Randy Weingarten are successful when it comes to that fight. There was in the Detroit Free Press this weekend, and yes, by the way, I am one of the guys that still reads the Sunday paper in print form. After church every Sunday, we head to the store, I grab the Sunday paper, I'd have it delivered, I guess, but it's more expensive to have it delivered than it is for me to buy it at the store, so why would I do that? But every Sunday, head off and get the Free Press, and the best part of the Free Press, of course, is the Detroit news page on the back of the opinion section every Sunday. But I do read the rest, too. I've read the Sunday paper my entire life. I mean, literally dating back to being 7 or 8 years old, I would read the Sunday paper. It's just, I like it. I love it. It's part of my Sunday. Anyway, so the Detroit Free Press this weekend had a poll, which is surprising for some, I'm sure, and for others is just going to reinforce what you may have thought. Headline, exclusive poll finds Detroit residents far more worried about public safety than police reform. So this is a survey of Detroit residents, not Michigan residents, but just Detroit residents. And what do we find out? The lead, amid a jump in violent crime in Detroit and other cities nationwide, residents in Detroit report being much more worried about public safety than police misconduct, according to a new USA Today Suffolk University Detroit Free Press poll. By an overwhelming 9-to-1 ratio, they would feel safer with more cops on the street, not fewer. 1/3 complain that Detroit police use force when it isn't necessary, but those surveyed reject by 3-to-1 the slogan of defund the police. Detroit residents, people who live there, who deal with the crime that is present and deal with the spikes in crime that happen from time to time, want to see more cops on the street and are not all that worried about police reform. We get deeper into the study here, into the survey, I should say, the survey. In Detroit, 1 in 5 residents, that's 19%, cited public safety as the biggest issue facing Detroit, second only to education, named by 23%. And that seems completely understandable to me. I'm not a Detroit resident. But even if it were my community, what are the biggest things I'm concerned about? My kids being educated, right? And staying safe. So about 42% of Detroit residents named one of those two things as the biggest issue facing the city, education and public safety. Do you know where police reform ranked? Well, I'm going to tell you, but you can guess. They listed 8 concerns that Detroit residents could pick from as being the biggest issue facing the city. On the list of 8 concerns, police reform ranked dead last at 4%. There's a racial divide on the issue. And here's where it gets tricky. It might be the one you expect, but it might be reverse. It depends, right? Okay. Black residents ranked crime at the top of the list of concerns at 24%. However, just 3% listed police reform as the number one concern of the city of Detroit. That's lower than the overall number. So black residents cited police reform as the number one issue facing Detroit at a lower rate than the rest of the city. Well, you say, how's that? That must mean that white residents think it's a big deal. You'd be right. White residents in Detroit more concerned about police reform than public safety. Police reform, white residents said 12% of them said it was the biggest priority. 10% said public safety. Education at 31%. So as happens with a lot of these issues, it is the far left, liberal whites who are more concerned than those who, those who they are ostensibly attempting to protect. Black residents in Detroit, just 3% said police reform was the biggest issue facing the city compared to 24% public safety. Among white residents in Detroit, 12% said police reform was the biggest issue facing the city. 10% said public safety. And one more a bit deeper in here. The slogan defund the police, which is poison. It's a poisonous motto. Even in Detroit, 65% of Detroit residents say they don't support the slogan defund the police. 23% say they support it. So by a 65 to 23 margin, those surveyed do not support defund the police. As we talked about the past couple of hours, there's this worry on the left about this wave coming in 22, and there's a long way to go. But when you combine inflation, spending, and crime, violent crime, issues on the border, economic questions, and the far left, AOC and others pushing defund the police, 65% of Detroit residents don't even buy it. Very interesting information in this poll. Scott Bertram in for Steve on The Steve Gruber Show.
Did you know that other rust-proofing companies drill holes in your doors when applying their products, which, oddly enough, can cause more rust problems down the road? Linex of Lansing doesn't believe that more holes will protect your vehicle. Instead, we use our painstakingly careful and thorough process that uses an atomizing application method. So this is not your generic undercoating application. It's a complete rust-blocking solution for the rust-prone areas of your vehicle. We also carry a lifetime warranty on vehicles 90 days old and newer. And remember, we're not just bed liners and truck accessories. We are your rust-proofing and undercoating specialists. So protect your vehicle the right way the first time with Linex of Lansing. Visit linexoflansing.com or call Linex of Lansing at 517-394-1222. Linex of Lansing, 517-394-1222.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
We represent the bakers, auto repair shops, manufacturers, small business owners. Our job is to help businesses succeed by giving them a voice against restrictive regulations and overreaching government. Our commitment is to create and promote good public policy that will restore a strong, healthy economy. Our focus is being your champion for free enterprise. enterprise. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Even in high school, kids still play sports for fun. But even the best of parents sometimes take the game and the fun away from their kids by trying to coach or officiate or treating the outcome as a life or death situation. These are kids' games. These are the kids' games. Let them play. Let them learn. Let them succeed. Let them fail. But most of all, let them have fun. A public service message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association.